Some U.S. government officials are dealing with vacant real estate by putting the property up for sale on eBay. And that's why, for a limited time only, you can put in an online bid to buy a bordello, or pieces of it anyway. It's the world-famous Mustang Ranch in Nevada, the first legal brothel in the state. Reporter Janice Baker describes how this auction works.
About a mile off Interstate 80, just outside Reno, the Mustang Ranch sits locked and abandoned. Old towering cottonwood trees surround the one-story, seven-wing pink stucco building. Its 60 bedrooms form the heart of this oasis of skin and sin. Across the road, a second building, Mustang 2, sits equally forlorn. It's less fancy, housing another 50 bedrooms. The Mustang was seized by the IRS in 1990 when owner Joe Conforti was charged with tax evasion. He fled to Brazil, where he still lives. The IRS sold off everything that could be carried out of those famous boudoir doors, finally closing the bordello for good in 1999. And now the buildings are up for sale by an agency more used to handling grazing leases and mining claims.
This is not the Brothel Land Management Agency. It's Bureau of Land Management, BLM.
The BLM's Mark Struble.
And this is just one of many different kinds of properties, you know, that we maintain in Nevada and the other western states. It's just a new challenge for us.
Of course, there are some 20,000 square feet of mostly bedrooms, lots of jacuzzi tubs, a madam's quarters, a beauty shop, and a dungeon. Amenities that make the Mustang unusual by any standard.
Some of the things we have on eBay are the toilets and bidets, tubs, things like that that only a plumber could love. But I guess if you had a certificate of authenticity that it came from the Mustang Ranch, that might be worth something to somebody.
Still, the BLM considers the decaying buildings an attractive nuisance and hopes to save taxpayers $100,000 by getting someone else to remove them. Project manager Terry Randolph hopes an entrepreneur, or at the very least a salvage operation, will be intrigued by the ranch's colorful history.
When the Mustang Ranch itself went out of business, it was shut down, if you will, it was the flagship of brothels in Nevada, and so there's some folks feel that it's worth quite a bit.
This is where the state of Oregon comes in. Like other states, Oregon used to sell its surplus goods through sealed bids or on-site auctions. But when it first tried online auctioning in 1999, revenues increased an average 200%. Now Oregon handles surplus goods for other government agencies around the country, taking 5 to 10% on the final bid price as its fee. Cindy Becker is with the Oregon Department of Administrative Services.
If you have an agency or some kind of entity that maybe has a couple of items to sell once a year, it doesn't make sense for them to build the infrastructure around the taking the pictures, writing it up, making sure that the item is shipped and the billing and all of that. It's a lot easier for the small administrative fee that we charge to just send it over to us and we'll take care of all of it for them.
Since going into the online auction business, the state has contracted to sell barges, cement mixers, the usual office equipment, and is currently trying to sell the governor of Oregon's Beechcraft airplane. So Becker isn't bothered at all by the prospect of selling a brothel.
We've sold horses from the Portland Mounted Police. We've sold farm animals when the penitentiary was getting out of the farming business. Last year, we also sold the equipment for a gold mine in California.
The brothel will stay on eBay until it sells. The opening bid is $4,995. The BLM is even selling the name World Famous Mustang Ranch. The government will maintain the 340-acre property, and once the buildings are removed, the BLM hopes to make the bordello site a campground. For NPR News, I'm Janice Baker in Las Vegas.